Country Bob FM. Bob Almanac today, and we're going to start out with an almanac salute, one of broadcasting's greats.
Yes.
That horse, named Secretariat, is the reason why one of the greatest crowds in horse racing history has turned out here at Belmont Park in New York to see if history is indeed in the air. I'm Jack Whitaker, and welcome to the 105th running of the Belmont.
Jack Whitaker, sportscasting great and legend. He passed away. He lived to be 95.
Pretty good run.
He covered the first Super Bowl. That was from Secretariat's Triple Crown run in 1973.
That was the 105th running.
He was CBS and ABC primarily.
Yeah.
Jack Whitaker, dead at the age of 95. Nice career.
Seemed like one of the good guys there.
Yep. He was a wordsmith.
He was.
Well-spoken. Yep. Monday, August 19th, it's the 231st day of the year, 134 days until the end of the year, 1812. The good old frigate, USS Constitution, earned the old nickname Old Ironsides on this date because the British ship Guerre was blasting it with those cannonballs, and they just didn't do anything to it.
Yeah.
We built it so rough, so tumble, so thick, so rugged.
Well, when you're a frigate, you're tough.
Well, that's right. Just the name Frigate.
Right.
Old Ironsides, 1812. 1856, Gale Borden received a Pitzer patent of the day. Received his patent for processing condensed milk. You condense milk by using a vacuum, and voila, where would we be without condensed milk?
I don't know. I don't know that I've ever bought it.
That's Gale Borden. And then on the very same day, his fourth cousin, once removed, Lizzie, got her first axe on this date as
historic.
Well.
Historic.
Yeah. 1909, a dirt track was opened in Indianapolis, Indiana, for automobile testing. That track would later become the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, home of the Indy 500.
Pretty good.
That's somewhat significant.
Yes,
1909. 1951, this date.
In the first inning, Vec sent in a pinch hitter, Eddie Goodell, a midget who stood just 3 feet 7 inches tall. His strike zone was said to measure 1.5 inches. Vec told Goodell that a man in the stands with a high-powered rifle would shoot him if he swung at a pitch.
That's kind of violent there,
wow.
Mr. Vec. That was Bill Vec, of course. He was known to do some things as far as baseball that, a little out of the box.
Yep.
And this was this date that he sent little person. Now, he used the M word. I don't know if you can use that anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
That was from the baseball. It was from the Ken Burns baseball documentary from the 90s.
It was so good.
It was very good. Eddie Goodell was the little guy, 3'7", came in to pinch hit. Did you see the video of the little leaguer that crouched down? You got to look that up. There was a little leaguer in the Little League World Series that crouched all the way down. But again, the rule is, the strike zone is whatever it is when you swing or you walk into the box. So it's still shoulders to knees or whatever they say now, armpits down. I don't know what it is for Little League. So
even crouching down, it looks
matter.
Hard from the from right. a pitching standpoint.
Right.
You know,
but
I
that
remember,
doesn't affect
yeah.
crouching down.
No.
Does not affect
no, not
your
affect
the strike zone.
Yeah, there's still the box.
But this guy wasn't crouching down. He was 3'7".
Right.
It was tough, and that was with the Cleveland Indians estate. Actually, it wasn't Cleveland Indians. It was St. Louis Browns. It says Cleveland Indians here, but I know for a fact it was the St. Louis Browns that Bill Vec owned at that time, and he brought the little guy, Eddie Goodell, up to the plate. And that was his only ever plate appearance. And he walked. Couldn't throw a strike.
Yeah. Yep, he walked.
Could not strike him out. 1960 in the news this date.
Also seen in Moscow, the press conference given by the Space Dogs. Strelka, Little Arrow, and Bielka, Squirrel, the white one, seemed to be in excellent form. In fact, by their cheerful demeanor, they answered all questions about how they'd stood the journey.
Strelka and Bielka, the two Russian dogs.
Oh, yes.
They were the first living beings in orbit, the Soviet Union. You know, we used monkeys and chimpanzees. They used dogs. That's because communism, they couldn't afford monkeys or chimpanzees.
Mm-hmm.
They had to go with dogs. Dogs were cheaper. But you also had to have a larger capsule. The dogs were a little bigger than monkeys. So
right.
Two dogs, they were in space this date, 1960. How about in 64?
Clap your hands, stamp your feet. Make as much noise as you like, you know, and really let go because it's not our place anyway.
And so we'd like to carry on with the song, and it's called Can't Buy Me Love.
Oh, it's a big hit.
Can't buy me love.
And the Beatles had a lot of hits, Neil.
Yes.
This is live from the Cow Palace. Famous for a lot of AWA wrestling.
Oh, the Cow Palace, absolutely.
I think Vern Gagne won several AWA championships at the Cow Palace in San Francisco. But the Beatles kicked off their U.S.-Canadian tour. This was their big tour in 64 as they eventually went to Canada for the first time. That was this date in 64, 77.
News of the hour, on the hour, from American Information Radio. This is Dan Streeter, and at this hour, Groucho has joined brothers Gummo, Harpo, and Chico in death. Zeppo is the only one of the famous Marx Brothers comedy team still alive.
Many people didn't think Zeppo would be the last one standing.
Well,
when they evaluated and analyzed the Grouchos early and the Marxes early on in their career. But Groucho, 86 this date, lived a good life. He was a funny man. And despite all those cigars and everything,
right.
He lived to be 86.
Pretty good. Yeah,
1977. In 87.
Comic genius.
Gary Stolman suddenly appeared on the set of KNBC's evening newscast just as consumer reporter David Horowitz was being introduced.
Pardon me?
Please.
What is this? Let me see what it says. All right.
He's got a gun to his back.
Oh, my God. He's got a gun to the back of David Horowitz. I guess he gave a bad review to butter-flavored Crisco. And this guy wasn't happy about it.
There's fighting words.
Yeah, so that was in 87. You know David Horowitz. Remember, he had his own show called Fight Back there
right.
for the longest time.
Yep.
Horowitz was unharmed. It proved to be it was just a toy gun anyway.
Right.
Not that that's anything. I mean, you couldn't tell. It was almost an exact replica. But it ended up, he never did mean any harm. But he did go to jail.
Well, probably best.
Turned out that his dad actually used to work for the radio or the TV station.
Oh.
Used to do like some kind of medical reports for it. 2010, this date, this was
in
the
news. Their departure is a huge benchmark. It's the last U.S. brigade-sized combat team to leave the country, signaling the end of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Operation Iraqi Freedom ended. We got a lot of people that we know here and a lot of veterans here in our area that served in Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Yep.
And it came to an end with the departure of the last U.S. combat brigades. They left Iraq on this date, 2010. We have birthdays now today. And Neil, my question to you, if you have suffered a burn, a serious burn from being exposed to warp plasma, would you rather have Dr. Beverly Crusher work on you, or would you rather have Dr. Pulaski?
To feel the thrill of victory, there has to be the possibility of failure. And where's the victory in winning a battle you can't possibly lose? We humans learn more often from a failure or a mistake than we do from an easy success.
Deductive reasoning is one of data's strengths.
Yes, the whole thing. But now we're giving away trophies to everybody now, Dr. Pulaski. What do you think of that? That's like the 25th century.
Right.
But that's Dr. Pulaski. Diana Muldaur is 81 today.
She was in a lot of shows.
Star Trek, The Next Generation. Jill St. John, she was a Bond girl.
Weren't you a blonde when I came in?
Could be.
I tend to notice little things like that, whether a girl is a blonde or a brunette.
And which do you prefer?
Oh, providing the collars and cuffs match.
We'll talk about that later. Let me have your glass.
Bondy.
I never heard that one before. The collars and the cuffs match. And then he shortly later would say, goose-stepping morange. I'm pretty sure he called her a goose-stepping.
I knew that was coming.
That movie was just on last week. Oh, Jill St. John, happy birthday, 79.
That was Diamonds Are Forever.
You see clearly now the rain is
gone. One of the great songs, rock and roll history of all time, Johnny Nash.
For sure. Love it.
Johnny Nash. That's how Sean Connery would pronounce his name. So Johnny Nash, the big 7-9 today, 79. More music.
The birds in the sky would be sad and lonely if they knew that I was my one and only. They'd be sad if you're bad to me.
Don't be bad. had to me, Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas, who's part of the British invasion.
Okay.
76 today. Eddie Raven is 75. I'll have a chance to have an Eddie Raven song during your Bob-a-thon.
Excellent.
75 for Eddie Raven. Former President Bill Clinton, he apparently did have sexual relations with that woman. It depends on the definition, what your definition of is.
Yes.
Remember, Bill Clinton, 73 today. He was Major Dad.
Major, what's your new job going to be?
Well, the commanding general, the guy who runs Camp Hollister, that's General Craig, and I'm his new staff secretary.
Secretary? That's a girl's job.
Singer. How is Major Dad going to respond to that? That's Gerald McCraney. He is 72, the best to him. Oh, we've got another Star Trek birthday. We have several Star Trek birthdays today, actually. And this one is Make It So, number one.
Mr. Worf. Fire.
Did number one ever do number two? We don't know. They didn't show that on Star Trek, The
Thankfully.
Next Generation. Jonathan Frakes. They never even showed a latrine. Was there?
No.
There had to have been one on the Enterprise.
I would think so.
You would think, you know. You would never see Data. Well, Data didn't do that, but let's say Mr. Worf. We wouldn't even want to think of what he does in there. Mm. But, you know, these Captain Picard walking out, washing his hands, you know, wiping his hands, drying his hands, coming out of the latrine.
We just don't ever see it.
You just don't ever see it. You should. So that's Jonathan Frakes, who is Riker. He is 67, the G-Man.
He's going for number two. It's way back.
Gosh, I remember those two home runs he had against Detroit. We're in the series. We weren't supposed to be there.
Off Doyle,
we
Alexander.
Didn't know, yes, we didn't know how, you know, gosh, we're not going to match up against Jack Morris and Doyle Alexander and the big, powerful Tigers. It's going to be a four-game sweep. We didn't know how we were going to match up. We're going to be able to win. And then Gary Gaetti goes out and hits two home runs in that game. We go, yeah,
yeah
Twins are
good.
Here. The Twins have arrived.
We're pretty good.
It's Thunderdome, baby. So Gary Gaetti, Twins third baseman. I only wish he would have been around for the 91.
I would have too. You know, he signed, love the
G-Man. We didn't trade him. He signed as a free agent before 91. Yeah. And, you know, he could have been here. But anyway, 61 for him today.
I was in the first grade. Turned to my date and said, have mercy.
He's the other Uncle Jesse. Uncle Jesse from Full House. A little bit of a musician, too. John Stamos, 56. Leanne Womack is 53. This guy's 51.
Says Steven Rudy, oh, the neighborhood of beauty. But that wedding rings is ugly, yet your husband is to you.
Could also be a song about the Gatlin brothers, Larry, Steve, and Rudy.
That's true. More of a one-hit wonder guy there.
He doesn't wear a cowboy hat. He wears a beret. Mm. He's Mark McGuinn, 51. Clay Walker is 50. This guy also 50 today.
What's the big deal? Could be worse. As long as he's calling me Muriel.
Muriel. Why would he call you Muriel? Oh, my God. Chandler M. Bing. It's not just an M. Your middle name is Muriel.
Shh. It is a family name.
Chandler Muriel Bing. Boy, your parents never even gave you a chance, did they?
Oh, God. Chandler, happy birthday to Matthew Perry.
Pretty good.
50 today. Our rapper of the day is Fat Joe. He's 49. And this guy.
You like that? You like that?
He was our 16th starting quarterback in 13 years. Let's hope he can put a run together of several years here. We're certainly paying him for it.
Yeah, we are.
Kirk Cousins, 31. Happy birthday, Kirk. Looked pretty good last night. Did a nice job.
Yeah, not a bad night. A gone but not forgotten today. He gave us Hires root beer, for crying out loud. Was there anything better?
Dad's.
Oh, Hires, take it
in. Old smoothie.
Oh, Chuck Hires.
Barks is pretty good. It's got bite. Did Hires root beer have bite?
Oh, it had root. It was root beer. It was good. Hires, Charles Hires, inventor, born on this day, 1851. 20 years later, 1871. One of the Wright brothers, this would be Orville, along with his brother Wilbur. They were pioneers in the field of aviation, as you know.
One of them a horse.
Wright. Yes, he was. 1871. Fashion designer Coco Chanel, born on this day, 1883. Inventor Philo T. Farnsworth.
I like Philo.
Philo T. Farnsworth, and we named the Philco TV
after. That was our first VCR. First VCR was a Philco.
It was a Philco. He is considered a co-inventor of the electronic television. Philco, Philo T. Farnsworth, 1906. How about Gene Roddenberry?
No man has gone before.
It's one of the great TV theme times of all time. The guy who produced the program is regarded as the guy behind Star Trek. That's Gene Roddenberry, born on this day, 1921. And best, you know, when you're playing Trivial Pursuit, it's usually Willie Shoemaker if there is a horse racing question. Mm-hmm. He's a horse racing Hall of Fame jockey, Willie Shoemaker. He was the first jockey to win more than $100 million and won 8,800 races. He's the Cy Young of horse racing. Willie Shoemaker, 1931. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Eddie Arcaro is the other one.
Eddie Arcaro is one of the two.
Your staff missed.
Attention all controllers, attention. We have a code red alert. Everyone already on approach or inside our pattern.
Oh, yeah.
Holds red, at the outer markers. Stack them, pack them, and rack them.
Stack 'em, pack 'em, and rack 'em. Fred Thompson.
Fred Thompson.
Actor.
Yes.
There he is from Die Hard 2. He was the Tower Chief. He was in Hunt for Red October. And, of course, he was also a congressman, and he was a big part of the Watergate hearings. Think about that. Hollywood and politics. Do they mix? They did for Fred Thompson, 1942. Now, Neil, they're all gone.
But not forgotten.
Would you like to start the Bobathon with one of these birthday people? Leanne Womack, I'll think of a reason later. Eddie Raven, a little bit crazy. Or Clay Walker, live, laugh, love.
Well, I like them all.
They're all
a lot,
great, aren't they?
But, you know, Leanne Womack is my gal.
Here we go.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCIL.